The following is a repeat of the Ratbag show recorded on Friday, so you'll need to readjust all the dates in your head. Enjoy.
Horses last week certainly weren't underrated, and I have sitting side saddle in a shed in Levin because it's raining up there. Chris Craddock, good morning to you, Chris.
Yeah, good morning. I can report from Levin. We've got quite steady, light rain, okay. So I'm not sitting out on the sun on the picnic bench like in my normal spot to get good reception. I'm undercover on the back porch.
Okay.
But then, hey, we were on fire again last week at Riccarton, the final weekend of the New Zealand Cup meeting.
I think the TAB hasn't got any money left now.
just incredible, really. I couldn't believe it. We ended up with 6 firsts, 4 seconds, 3 thirds, 2 fourths. There was one scratching in there that affected our selections on the last, but we still picked the winner of the last anyway. We picked up a nice Cronulla that paid $7.90, and we were on a roll. Race 2, race 3, race 4, race 5, got 4 winners in a row, and to top it off nicely, that winner in race 5, perfect scenario, and that's what it was, paid $14 for the win.
Wow.
You jump into those when you can get them.
Absolutely.
So it wasn't any of that horse with that funny name in the last, Betty Spaghetti, came in for us. So, a superb day there at Riccarton. And it was a wonderful cup week down there at Addington, the 2 days there, cup day and show day for them, and then 1,000 guineas, 2,000 guineas, New Zealand Cup. A bit of a shame, that nest egg that we tipped on the first day and won the preview and was specially set months ago for New Zealand Cup got pipped and got second. So we only got second in the big race. But, it was a great day there at Riccarton. It was a great week, and I think they were all very pleased. And that carried on into this week.
I believe, Raging Whitebait was on fire as well.
Well, not quite on fire, but finally he ran a good race. I was a little bit upset on Tuesday night. He got couldn't get the lead, and then he got stuck and had to pull a flat tire for an entire round. So I gave them excuse on Tuesday, and then the poor old Whitebait Delight, she tied up, and her mum used to do that too. So I knew there was something wrong with her. She went to the back of the field, so she has to be treated with a drug, which means she couldn't start on Thursday night, but she'll be right for 3 weeks' time. But Raging Whitebait came out and was very well driven by Seth Meredith, a nice junior driver, and ran a great race for third and paid $5 a place. So
fantastic.
Very, very pleased. But yes, so the Whitebait, they have a little rest now until Manawatu again in 3 weeks' time, but finally he's showing his true worth, and I knew it was there, and that he should go onwards and upwards from there. Onwards and upwards.
What's happening this weekend, Chris?
Well, Friday today they're actually racing up there at New Plymouth, and then on Saturday they're racing at Whanganui. So we've got two central district meetings 2 days in a row, but we're concentrating on Whanganui. It's an eight race program from 12:40 to 4:53. Currently they're running on a soft six track, so some of the horses I have picked would actually enjoy a little bit more.
Chris, you're just breaking up there. You were great until just a second ago.
Is that better?
Yeah, that is better. Freeze in that spot.
Okay, right. Don't move, Chris. Okay. Race 1, number 2, Vera Vadino, from the Lisa Ladder stable. We've also got the stable maiden there, number 8, Deadly Pony. And that Vera Vadino doesn't run a bad race. Second, third. Strong Lisa Ladder stable. Tegan Newman's on board. It's been placed three times, in fact. It was placed second and on a soft track, so really deserves a win. But also Deadly Pony's come back from a break with a third and a second. Christopher Dell's on board, been placed twice on a soft track. So, yeah, I like Lisa Ladder to Cronulla, the first race from her stable, 2 and 8. And also Chrissy Brambury, we like to follow her stable from Foxton, number 5, Fats. Sarah O'Reilly, based here in Levin jockey, only ever had 2 starts in its life for a 5th, had a spell, came back with a nice 4th. So these are all non-winners, but I like them in that order. 2 and 8 for the Cronulla, box them, and throw in 5 for 3rd, and we may pick up the trifecta in the 1st, the maiden race. Race 2's only got 7 horses in it, but disappointing, a 3-year-old race over the sprint of 1,200 metres. And just go to the top of the page, 1 and 2. Interesting name for number 1, it's called December. And it is the month of December soon, so James Wellwood. And Tegan Newman's on that as well, so she might ride the winner of the first 2 races. And it's had 1 start, 1 win, so you can't get much better than that. And the horse below it, number 2, called Valentine, again, it had a 5th, came back from a spell and ran a lovely 2nd and a 1st and a 4th, and it's the only start that's had. It's strong Walker Burgesson stable and Jonathan Parks there, so go no further than 1 and 2 in race two, the three-year-old. Starting gates stay in the same place for race three, the 1,200 metres at the rating 65. I'm going down the page a little bit and looking for a bit of value. Number 10, The Witch. Mm. That's from the Tina Egan stable. Sal Butler's on board. She can claim three, 56.5 down to 53.5. That'll be nice. It's ran a nice third and second in its last couple of starts. Interesting horse. It's had 25 starts in its career for only that one win, but four seconds, five thirds, and six fourths, would you believe? So okay. 16 times in the money out of 25. So it's bringing a check home often. So I think we'll get a run. And it likes the distance of 1,200 metres, likes the soft track, and it's paying $9 and $3. So a bit of value there.
Definitely due a win, that horse, I would think.
Yeah. From so many places, and that third and second. And then go back to the top of the page. Number one, Conway O'Kevin. Robbie Patterson's horse, of course, he's based there in New Plymouth. There's a big new race meeting at New Plymouth today, but he's saving it to travel it down to Whanganui, so there's got to be some reasoning in that. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Park's on board. He's only had the five starts for a third, then a lovely win, a sixth, a nice second, then a sixth. So, and it's one on us. It likes the soft track and it likes the distance. So, yeah, instead of running on its home track today, bringing it to Whanganui, so from Taranaki. So 10 and 1 in that order in race three. We go to race four, and it's a rating 75 again. Starting gates can stay in the same place of 1,200 metres. And I like a couple of horses that won their last starts here. Number seven, Bellucci. It's from Peter Didham's stable. And Tony Davies can still claim three Prentice, so 57 down to 54. It came back from a spell and had a very nice win. Likes the soft track and likes the distance. It's already won five races and paying 650 and 240, so a bit of value. And also number 11, Daisy Daisy from the Sue Welsh stable. And then Sal Butler can claim three as well and drops it from 54.5 to 51.5, so carrying nothing. Again, likes the distance, likes the soft track, and is also paying 650 and 240. So, that would be a nice little Cronulla for us if horses paying that. So 7 and 11 going for value there in race four. We then go over to race five, and there's too many horses in here that I like and too many that we've dipped out on this Ratbag Racing show, so we're going to go for the first four.
Okay.
It's an open handicap, 1340 metres, and I've got to stick with strong Chrissy Bambury stable. We'd like her stable from Foxton. Number five, Flower of Wanaka. Lily Sutherland's on board. She can still claim two as well as an apprentice, 54 down to 52. Doesn't run a bad race for us. Second, sixth, fourth, third. Yeah, and it's run some really nice races and some nice fields. So I like number five, Flower of Wanaka. We've got to stick with number four, Durham Lad. Matthew Zeal's based there at Arapuni. And again, we've tipped that horse out and it hasn't let us down. A third, and a second in its last three starts. It's won five races altogether. It's won on the course already at Whanganui. So five and four. But then I'd be remiss if we didn't throw in number seven, Sumi. It's coming back from a break. Alan Sharrock's horse, and again, coming down from Taranaki for this race. So it's not racing on its home track today. And also number three, Deerfield. Dare we leave it out? We've tipped it out all winter for the last 6 or 7 months, and it's a stablemate, of course, to Flower of Wanaka, Chrissy Bambury's horse from Foxton. And, of course, Deerfield's won over 10 races. It's a good horse, and it's just showing a bit of form recently. So leave it out at our peril. So 5, 4, 7, and 3 in that order. Box them up in box Cronulla, box trifecta, and box first four. Yeah, that's a nice field with some good horses in there.
So a very interesting race, I'm sure that one will be.
Yeah, it will be. It was an open handicap, so it gets the horses for the day. Race 6 is a rating 75 over the mile. And top of the page again, number 1, Royal Flower. It's won 5 races. It's had 1 start at Whanganui for a win. So it knows how to get round there. So I like that. And then throw the Cronulla in number 3, Syndicato. It's Royd and Burgesson's horse from Arapuni. Jonathan Parks is on board, and I've got the tick next for it for soft and got the tick next for it for the distance. So I like that Cronulla in race 6, 1 and 3. Then we go over to race 7. It's a rating 85 over the distance, 2,040 metres. And it's the horse that hasn't let us down in its last 5 starts. Number 1, Semper Magico. Strong Mark Olligan stable from Arapuni. Jessica Allen will definitely need to claim that 3 kilograms, 60 kilograms down to 57. But again, it ran 3 firsts in a row for us, then a third and a second. So hasn't let us down in 5 starts. I can't see why I can't run another good race. And for the Cronulla, the value is a stable we like to follow from Hunterville. Lydia Pickford's horse, she's a good horsewoman. Number 8, Textbook. Leah Hemi always rides her horses. It's already won a race at Whanganui. It does like it wet, so if there's any more rain, definitely it would come into it. It's paying $18 and $4.50. Often Lydia's horses pop up playing those good place prices, so And again, she's the partner of Scott Dixon, of course, and they have a lot of harness horses as well. Manawatu yesterday, they picked up a nice win with one of their horses. So, yeah, the stable's in form on the harness side, so let's hope Lydia can pick up a win at the Whanganui at the Gallops. And we'll go to the last race, race 8, and number 7, Ain't Bad. It's Iona Kelly's horse, Miliana Hudson's on board. And again, in this last four starts, it's had a couple of wins. It's a rating 65 over 2,040 metres, so the starting gates start the same. So, yeah, just got a little inkling for Ain't Bad. And again, we're going to stick with Lydia's stable, Lydia Pickford from Hunterville. She's got number 9, Lady Performer, in there. Leah's on board again. Again, I've got the comment, but likes it wet. And then again, had a win 5 starts ago, and since then it's run a 7th, then a nice 3rd, a couple of 5ths, so just knocking at the door. Obviously, the bookies in Petone have noticed that. 850 and 280 is her fixed odds. So, that's a nice 8-race program there at Whanganui. Now, I would be remiss not to mention that there's a big meeting up at Pukekohe, 10-race program up there on Saturday.
Okay.
I've gone for our local meeting in Whanganui, but of course, our horse, who can speak to us and get the words from the horse's mouth, Farah Jaloney from the Josh Shaw stable here in Levin, with Jonathan Riddell on board, has gone up to the Auckland Thoroughbred Breeders' Stakes. It's a race for fillies and mares, a Group 2 race, $225,000 in stakes, over 1,400 metres. So it's race 9 at Pukekohe. It's at 4:28 p.m. and they're expecting a top run from her. They really are. She's won all of her 5 races over 1,400 metres, so that's her favourite distance. She does like it wet. I know she's won. She has got form on the soft track. It's a soft 5. She's paying $6.50 and $2.40. So, we wish all the locals well, all the local ownership here in Levin and the Horowhenua. But the horses travelled up there from Levin, Farah Jaloney, and they're hoping for big things. It hasn't let us down. You know, it's run a 2nd, a 3rd, and a 1st in its last 3 starts for us when we've tipped it out on this Rat Bags Racing show. So, we wish the locals well up there at the big day at Pukekohe, while our eyes may be firmly set on Whanganui. We'll have to be watching that race at 4:28.
Right.
And that's our review of the Rat Bags show this week.
Okay, so lots of things to look forward to, some interesting racing ahead. Now, listeners might have noticed that last week when I talked to you, I didn't do my usual summary at the end and go through the races and the numbers. I wondered whether we needed it or not. We've talked about it over the week, haven't we, Chris? And we've decided to let the listeners speak whether they like that or not. So if you do like the summary, or if you don't like the summary, email us at admin@coastaccessradio.org.nz, and Petra on the administration will pass the emails and the results over to me, and we'll see what we get. So don't hold back. If you like it, tell us. If you don't like it, also tell us.
Okay, and we'll wait for that feedback.
We will. Okay.
And hopefully it's positive, and we've got a lot more winners there for them today too.
Well, absolutely. So yeah, 3 times in a row robbing TAB blind. So
yes. Hope so.
So thank you, Chris, and that's the Rat Bags Racing Show for this week. And to finish off, I'm going to play, in honour of your winnings over the last week, a song by Seals and Crofts, who you might know did Summer Breeze. They're most famous for that. But they also put a song out called Million Dollar Horse.
Oh, okay. I'll look forward to listening to it.
So you're the Million Dollar Man at the moment, Chris. So here's Seals and Crofts. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Look forward to it.
Okay. Cheers.
I do hope you enjoyed that interview, recorded yesterday. You are listening to Coast Access Radio 104.7.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.